frequency in content marketing.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. Let's talk a little bit about frequency, shall we? This is off of a conversation that we were having yesterday regarding this concept in marketing that's called recency, frequency, and monetary value. Oftentimes, it's the acronym is RFM. And you normally apply this to sales. So in terms of sales and in terms of lists of people that you're selling to, you're looking at how recent they've bought from you, how frequently they bought from you, how often, how many times, and then how much they're buying from you in terms of monetary value, in terms of the number on the dollar, right? So how does that apply to content marketing? How can we apply these same things? So yesterday we talked a little bit about recency. How recent have they been back? Not that easy a thing to track when it comes to content marketing. Eventually you can track it in terms of sales if you have a pathway for them to get to purchasing something via content marketing. But let's talk about frequency, shall we? Frequency is how often. This is something that's much more visual, especially from people who are active on content marketing. And depending on what type of tracking you have, what type of platforms you're on, if you're doing any ad drive for your content, meaning you're paying to have people watch your content, that you'll have extra analytics that you could be able to judge this by. But the whole idea is, how frequently do people watch, listen to, read the content that you're putting out there? And you can see this a lot by comments. So people that like to chat a lot and like to put comments on your posts, wherever they may be, in whatever format they may be in, that's going to be a really leading qualifier. In some cases, you can see views on certain platforms, Facebook and other places, depending on where you specifically place it and how you place it. If you have a group within Facebook, you can track a whole lot of that, a whole lot more. You can see what type of activity you're getting off of that group. That's going to be very different than if you're just throwing it out there on a page somewhere. But once again, these things are, it all depends on the amount of tracking that you have. But watching for frequency is going to be a common thing in content marketing. You're going to want to see how often that person is interacting with you, how often they're doing something that's trackable. And really the amount of people that are doing that is going to be more powerful than anything else in terms of frequency. So hopefully that makes sense. Tomorrow we're going to talk a little bit about monetary value. And this is a little bit difficult when it comes to content marketing, especially if you're not selling something, but I've got a couple workarounds with that. So come on back tomorrow. We'll talk about that. In the meantime, go check out my book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. It's all about how to overcome competition. It's not just about Amazon.com. Amazon.com is what we use as a foil in terms of, this is the enemy, this is your competition. They're kind of the uber competition. How, what everyone sees as the ultimate competition is Amazon.com. It's the one that can fight off anybody for the most part. And if you're really fearing competition, you're going to want to take a look at this book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. You get a free copy at AmazonProofBook.com. We'll be back here tomorrow. In the meantime, I want you to get out there and let the magic happen.